Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, October the 3rd, 2017. I'm your host, Tungamili Nkomo, and tonight we have an elephant in the room. We are talking tribalism. It's a serious issue that's poisoning our fabric, and even Parliament took notice today. Let's get connected on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live at the following number, 001-202-619-2077. And of course, we are streaming live on our various platforms. That's on Facebook at VOA Live Talk. Also, we are streaming live on our three websites. That's www.voaindebele.com, www.voashona.com, as well as on www.voazimbabwe.com. As I've said already, we have an elephant in the room today. We are talking tribalism, and we are not going to be talking in parables. We are tackling the elephant directly. It's an issue that many people are very sensitive to. Many people don't want to talk about it, yet it pervades our fabric and threatens our society as Zimbabweans. That's the issue of tribalism. It was spoken about in Parliament today. Matabeleland South Member of Parliament, Priscilla Misairabwe Mishonga, very outspoken. She raised a motion condemning what she calls the issue of, it's a sensitive issue, and really it ties my tongue. But she raised concern about Matabeleland institutions being staffed with Shona-speaking people. She raised a motion complaining about that. She says you find in hospitals, board members are all Shona-speaking people, general managers are all Shona-speaking people, and her motion was supported by another outspoken member of parliament, Tabita Kumalo. Debate was really lit up in parliament, and we are also witnessing in political parties. Talk about ZANU-PF. You have a clash of the Zezurus, a clash of, Karanga people from Aswingo, the Nangagwas. You look at the MDCT, you have lately, even, previously, with all these pleas, we have had, statements like Mandera Panduga. We also have had statements like Amashona Zenzis. Yet we pretend to be, a united society. No, we are not united, and it's not cool. We have a big problem that we have to talk about, and that is what we are all about today. The marginalization of not only Matabeleland, but different other provinces where you find that different tribes is an issue that we have to address as Zimbabweans. Yiloge utaba esingalo lamhlanje utaba lokukhethana ngemihlobo esingathi ye tribalism. Lutaba osoluhluphile kakhulu ikakhulu sinxa sikhangela amabandla ezombusazwe. Uyathola ukubana kuzanu PF kulamakaranga bayalwisana lamazezuru kuthiwa ye selibambe kakhulu isikhundla sokwisikhathi sethu sokudla. Uthole kubo MDC uvela kathana khona lesiyezwa ama statements afana lokuthi Mandela Panduka ye amashona yazenzisa. Welshman baphuma kwakhulunywa kubi kuthiwa Mandela Panduka othokozani kuphe sebe xabene njalo lo baba uTswangirai sephuma njalo lawo ma statements sizwe bani esisakhayo kambe ngokucwasana ngemihlobo kanje kuPDP lakho sesikuzwile amaNdebele akhanya sihambe wodwa amashona lawo sihambe wodwa. Yimpi lobanje kungaliwa ngezikhali akukho right yiloke udaba esikhuluma ngalo lamhlanje edalela parliamente kukhulunywa ngalo lolu daba lamhlanje umuve emotion umama uPriscilla Misaira Mshonga umeli wesigaba seMathebeleland South edalela parliamente esola kakhulu athi ikhangelelwa phansi kwesigaba seMathebeleland uthola ukuthi kula abantu ezibhedlela sikhangela amabhodi sikhangela ngaphi ezikhundleni eziphezulu bathi uthola kungamashona wodwa amaNdebele kati ekhangelelwa phansi. Imotion leyo isekelwe ngumama uThabita Khumalo kwangenela labe zanu PF labo. Yilo ke udaba esingalo lamhlanje ndonyaya yatiri kukurukura nezvayo nhasi vedwe nyaya yekusarudzana nechirudzi kana kuti tribalism tinoziva unless kana uchigara hako in a different country kana kuti in a different planet asi kana uri mwana weZimbabwe anogara muZimbabwe unofanira kuziva kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka panyaya dzekubatana kana kuti kubatana kwemarudzi kana kuti tribal cohesion pane kusarurana uye pane kugunununa marudzi akawanda especially from vanhu vekumathebeleland vanogara vachichema tukunzwa chero mumapato apa muzanu PF tinoziva kuti pane hondo pakati pemakaranga nemazezuru makaranga rekuti haiwa mazezuru maane nguva yakareba muchitonga saka yanguva yedu yekudya ndiyo hondo iyoyo vamugave pachavo vakataura vanogara vachitaura uyezve vakataura masvondo maviri matatu apfuura kuti nyaya yanetsa muzanu PF inyaya yetribalism tikuonawo mune mamwe mapato MDCT Mandela Panduka mashona yazenzisa ndiyo nyaya iripo iyoyo mashona uko Mandere uko PDP sekuziva kwenyu from incidents akaitika 2 weeks ago takuziva kuti Mandere auko mashona auko saka bvunzo mukuru watiri kubvunza nhasi ndewekuti inyika yakadii nhai yatiri kuda kuumba nekupatsanurana kwakadai nekusabvumirana nekusabatana saka we have as our first guest we have an aspiring a member of parliament and that's Zimbai She Muswaburi. Zimbai, good evening and welcome on Studio 7. Hello, Zimbai. Unfortunately, we are having a connection problem there, but sekutaura kwangu nyaya yekusarurana iyi yapinda mudare reparamende nhasi mumiriri wedunhu remathebeleland south mudare iri amai Priscilla, Misaira Mushonga, vanga vachichema-chema, vamuva motion vachichema-chema, vachiti vanhu vekumatebelelende vari kusarura zvikuru, unowana kuti muzvipatara kana kuti mumakambani nehurumende mumainstitutions akawanda-wanda, maboard members ese, unowana kuti nhengo dzacho vanhu vanobva kumashonaland. Saka vari kuti chero vanhu vanotsvaira nhaiwe, chero madebt collectors nhaiwe, ko kumatevelelendo hapana here vanhu vanogona kuita basa iroro? Inyaya kurukura nezvayo zvikuru mudare iri, uyezve vachitsigirwa namuzvare Tabitha Khumalo. We now have Vimbaishe Mushwabure. Good evening, Vimba, and welcome on Studio 7.
Kalvonani, Baba Linjani.
Hayi siyaphila, unjani lawe?
Hayi ngiphilile.
Yazi ngikuzwela kachana Bimbayi. Okay, let's dive into it. Tribalism. We have spoken about this here before. You had your own reservations about it. Today in Parliament, the issue of tribalism came up again. As I've said, members of Parliament from Matabeleland complaining about, you know, what they view as a systematic, you know, sidelining by the Shona tribe. What's your take on that?
Yeah. I think I still have the same stance regarding tribalism, because in the situation a corner, Kates Baba Nyoguti, Naming or Munyo Kona Babonangani, a low line with Masinaland, Utingani, Lapa, Gobulawaya. Kotarasha, I see Kolok, Mobamina, Levizo, Elizo, Alangani, the Masinaland, Kotam Kule Gobulawaya. So I Loguazi is the Ashe. Now, ifika endaweni esibuzwa ngayo ngayo leyo ndaba ngoba nga kweyinye indaba futhi ngiphinde ngizisise ngoba iqiniso lapho ngena khona eMatabeleland awunyeke uswele umuntu okhuluma ngesishona bagcina sebethi zibuhlungu kakhulu ngoba sokuthele lo Bimbayi othi hayi mina ngizakhuluma ndani ngesihlobo seni. Ukuthi ungangena e-police station, umpolisi akasoza uzawukhulumisa ngesishona nxa ungezi isishona wena, sokukhanya ngathiwa sokuyi-problem yakho wena unguwo Matabeleland. Kodwa njalo, coming back to that issue, where we are saying that, how do we resolve all that? Because by right, we are not even supposed to be talking about the tribal issue, but the reality is, it's real. Ikhona, ikhona iproblem yena leyo. Kodwa izoyenziwani? Mina ngeqiniso, I think ngomunye wakhona oyehlulekayo kumbe onzimelwayo ngaleyo ndaba ngoba angizwisisi njalo angiyisekele.
Please do stay on the line. Vimba, as I welcome our second guest tonight. A disclaimer, that's my friend. He's one of my best friends, Gift Piri. We were together in college, and now he's the news editor of the Daily News. Good evening, Gift, and welcome on Studio 7.
Good evening, Zubamili. Good evening to you. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
We are talking tribalism, Gift. Tonight, Matabeleland South Member of Parliament, Priscilla Misaira Mushonga, warning that we might at some point have a tribal war in Zimbabwe if the issue of tribalism is not addressed. Your take?
I think she's absolutely right. If you go through January to August, I think we have consistently reported, you know, with alarm, the increase in use of ethnicity, hate speech, intra-party conflict and violence in virtually all the political parties, from the ruling party to the opposition. And this is a cause for serious concern. It seems that tribalism is now pervading almost every sphere of the polity, you know, right from cabinet, the various arms and levels of the party, government, defense forces, the intelligence, the police, the public service, it's everywhere, you know. So you've got literally ethnic and security elites literally capturing the state into the middle.
Okay, looking at, before we dive into the, you know, tribalism within the Shona tribe, we know there are subdivisions there. Moving ahead on the issue of Matabele land, all these complaints, we saw at the weekend, MDCT, Member of Parliament, at the cross, complaining about the Ndebele people, saying that at times they seem to demand too much. They want to be overrepresented in everything, and really he caught a lot of flack from activists and many people in Matabele land over that. Do people in Matabele land have a legitimate complaint about being marginalized?
Oh, yes, indeed. Look, I think what is happening right now is that it would seem this is escalating dangerously because of an absence of perhaps a respected senior and a voice within the apex of government. You know, someone with the stage of perhaps the Dr. Joshua Nkomo, you know, the late, you know, someone like Denise Dabenga, someone who really was, you know, a respected voice. I think what we are witnessing is that, Vice President Kezela Mpoko, you know, as the ZANU-PF Second Secretary, I get a sense that he has failed to command the national respect that, he is in a way pivoting himself in one faction of ZANU-PF, seen as weak and with, you know, many questions lingering about his leadership, seniority, and credentials. And as this is happening, there are serious, grievances, you know, on around the emotive Gukurawundi issue. He leads the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission, but really, he has failed, you know, to bring emotional closure to this case. He looks aside when there is a continued, state sanctioned denial of this genocide and a subterfuge explanation. And, this is happening amid continuing marginalization of Matabele land. You know, this Shona dominance narrative, it can be seen as giving grief to groups such as, you know, the Vukani Amahlabe Zulu, Mbovani Amahlabe Zulu, you know, the mockery groups of, you know, groups arising, trying to, you know, push forward this agenda, you know, and recently of the declaration of the Ndebele Kingdom. So really, there is a serious grievance here that, the absence of a respected voice within the apex of government, you know, it can be seen through, you know, this factor in grievance, you know, within the body policy of the country.
Please do stay on the line there, Mkoma Givi. And Vimbai, please do stay on the line as well. Ndimbotora, Mkoma Paul, South Africa. And by the way, we will be having Priscilla Misere Mshonga and Tabita Kumalo on this show They raised this issue in Parliament, and we are trying to reach them as we speak. Mkoma Paul ku South Africa, Magadi.
Ah, no fara Magadi wazeni.
Aywa, tribo, kurise ku South Africa ego.
Ah, South Africa, kuri nani, kengonza kuchema chema kuti, hey, mizaneta kumusha uku.
Ah, zichana katika batana.
Ah, dizozo.
Mainzo waka nyayari mugango nyayari kusarura nai.
Nyayari ipo yumaruzi kusarura nai. Nona kuti dai ma Zimbabwe utakafunga kubva kure. Nyaya ina kutanga nasi. Yakatanga hivi ni panguwa ye varungu chaya watatonga munyika muyamu. Munoona kuti history yataita chaiyo. Yange kasiyana vanhu kumatebelere ndide kumane kumashunarini. Nae kumasena chuna ya sendra uko ufanda hatu kuti papa ni isi limu ya denjezo wanaka dengura waka pengisa nyika wana vanu waka matebele ndi waka 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 tora vanu wanaka wanukazi waka inda nao kumashura nduku waka inda nao uko ndiyo hondo inge ya kazi inonesa iyo yo soso ya zakare zini paurumende ndi ya kazi pinda hii takadata sa zakara bazi yuko dinya takadata sa maelection siya waka ito 1980 azirewe kuti ZANU PF yaka wina nekuti ino guna kutonga zakaitua zakare ni oni political ground kuti maruzi api zapu ya inzi ndema ndevere ZANU isi ndema shona nyangu ya hindi tiziwa kuti hondo cha iyo wa Joshua Ngomo ndoo wano wakanga wakatanga ni hondo ende wa ikunga mira chukuti ya wari wakatonga panguwa iyo yu diyo wakanga wa izika na zuko watika na kumashua nsendra ukuya kaku na namusika wajina kuna Howard kuya kuya kanga hili sapu yesi ase waka juwani kutichi wachinzi mandeweli toba ipapo wangabe cha iyo nguwa ima disturbance yiku jesu wanita ni sapu wakaenda kugwanda I still remember one of the days wacha besa rari wachita andinyika ina itongo ni mandeweli waka encourage her waka ita kutichi zini zikambe shiru wadza shukuru waka zukonga nisa wanu waka uraira wanu waka uraira wanu jisina nomsoro zinuwa zini zinuwaza shukuru ende uyezo nye maruzi hiyo ya tazisa kutinyika ngeji sumuka nekuti nyango muna chiziwa zaari pa position haa kwante usumu ziwa nekuti nyonzi ya nizi vakuti kuma tebele ndi kana utiano vakuma karanga kana utiano vakuma zezuru unuona utu kumo muna anu vana ungosia jake trake pa tebu achina kwa anewa aneita nekuti munu anezika na nwa wakuru pa msoro hapana zaani kwa nyika ni mito zirama shura ya sumu ziki.
Saka mkoma Paul basi dimbi papo timotora wamwe asi upane nyao ema yeku poka na kuripo mukatime tribe ema shona muzanu pia ya fuzukuru mazezuru nema anozidora makaranga inga pezo asei nyaye tukona mgawe waku gara wachite mwane msoro wachichema ukuti ai wa nyaya ya neta muzanu kiefu nyaya ya tribalism
waka ziza kare kare ne isi kutu jimano wane pesa ni kwa sei ni warungu waka ita watu wana pesa ni waka tera gwari warungu iloru waka pesa ni sawanu wakumakaranga ni mazezuri waka kutu warambe wachipati garu uyeza wana wuda kuze gadirisa iyo domo ndere zingu waka bako ndesa kutu zingu waka nyaya nyika yote ini ndai fungizira kuti nyanga iri nyaya matebele emandevere nemashona dai zvitine kuita wakata savanhu vakadzi vechindevere havarande kurorwa kuti vaende kumashona rende vanonogara zvakanaka vakadzi vechishona havaende havade kuenda kumatebele rende ende havatombudi varume vechishona vanokwanisa kuroora mandevere asi vakadzi varume vechindevere havade zvokuroora kuti mashona ipapo dai ndima intermarriages akaita iwayayo toita vana vachisangana vachimhoresana vachita sei zvinhu zvinogona kupera ezitang dozone asi zvakamuramba ingoti uyunita kwake aenda kwake uyezve mapromotions iwa amutaura iwa zvichokwadi haa zvino zvinokonzeresawo nekuti zvakare kumatebherene ndisi want to find out mabasa akadzi kumabasa kuyakwako vanononoka kunopinda mabasa anenge auya achiuya ayaya wozoona kuti dzungu vanozotorwa vambasa aya nevamwe vanenge vari nekuti vanenge vachitasi vakaita maintermarriages selike South Africa kuno most of them vada kumhanyira kuenda kusouth africa votadza kuita further their education kuti vazosvika pastandard iyoyo ndei imwe another factor inonetsawo kuzvakare ikoko kumatebeleland ikoko that's why fanda kuti some of those positions anozotorwa nechi nevanobva kumashinarini kana tanda kuti mashinarini ndadza vose sikata kuti mashinarini kana kuna mutariko kuti vanenge vari imomo dai vachiramba chita federal education vasina zvemanyira kuenda South Africa kuvanozva kunechi kumabasa ndio zvimwe zvinonetsa izvozvo.
Aha, tinotenda mukoma Paul nekupinda muchirongwa.
Okay, tatenda.
Aha, and now we have Honorable Tabitha Kumalo on the line. We are still trying to reach Honorable Priscilla Misairabi Mishonga because she is the one who raised this motion in Parliament. Honorable Kumalo, good evening and welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Uh-huh. We are talking tribalism, and you know, you guys took up this issue in Parliament today. In brief, before we delve deeper into this matter, in brief, give us a summary of what happened in Parliament today.
Thank you. It's not the issue of tribalism. The notion was about marginalization. And the only way for Honorable Monsieur Harambee to prove that was to go to quasi-government institutions and double-check that if whether there is a regional balance in the appointment of board members or appointment of law firms. Eh? And it was discovered that all the law firms that are appointed are coming from Harare. And can you imagine where is the logic for a lawyer leaving Harare and going to Victoria Falls to go and deal with some issues of a company, of a government company there? And our argument was, does that mean that we don't have reputable law firms in these provinces who can do exactly the same job of this of these lawyers that are coming from Harare? We are talking of ZESA. We are talking of K1. And the constitution is very clear. We have 16 languages in Zimbabwe. There must be regional balance in these 16 languages. So it is not about tribalism. It's marginalization of other regions by one or two regions. And the argument that is being raised so far is that it is the Zulu. And a good example was given that there was a company where people were working. And it happened that for the general manager, somebody passed away. And the company was meant to be shut down because everybody working there was either Mzukuru or Sekuru. And another example is Ibulaya Rainbow. A bone gate is made by somebody who came all the way from around there. Are you telling us as uneducated as we are accused of being uneducated because we are going to South Africa? Can we fail to pick up a broom and close it? And second, the issue of us being uneducated is not fair. You are forgetting that we killed the Kukra Wound in 1987. And we have survivors of Kukra Wound whose parents died. This government refused to give them any form of identification. And the laws of this country are very clear. You cannot write your grade 7 results without a grade certificate. Now, the million-dollar question is, these kids have tried several times, the 37-year-old, 38-year-old, who also have kids, to go and get birth certificates for themselves. And they are being asked to bring the people that were there when his or her mother gave birth to them. Heavenly Father, where on earth can these children get these witnesses? When they did not witness it because they did not see what was happening. And all what we are saying, don't accuse them for going to South Africa. They are going to South Africa simply because Zimbabwe has denied them identity. They are fathers, they are mothers, they have got kids. They have to look after their kids by hook or by crook. So the only thing that they can do, which sounded palatable to them, was to go and risk their lives and work like dogs and treated like animals because this government denied them the right to be identified.
Uh-huh.
So that is marginalization. It's not tribalism.
Uh-huh. Please, just stay on the line there. Honorable Kumalo, I know you are trying to be politically correct, but I will call it tribalism because the issue of marginalization, you have the Ndebele people saying they are being marginalized by you, by the Shona people, and that is tribalism. But hold your horses there, Honorable Kumalo. And Mkoma Givi, also hold your horses. I'm coming back to you. Ndimbo Tora, Mterere Ntate Umlaleli Lapa Uzaba. Emzansi njalo. Nemzana zaba kunjani?
Ngiyaphila Ntunga linjani Nkomo?
Hayi siyaphila kunjani Mzansi?
Hayi Mzansi kuhle kakhulu yazi ngiyezwa indaba esegudini lapha inhle kodwa imbi.
Mhm.
Mina Ntunga ngifuna ukukhuluma iqiniso lonke phakathi kwezizwe zonke between Shonas and Ndebele. Umshona olaleleyo kwamanje kugeneration walezi nsuku ma right uza kuzwa uza engikukhulumayo umdebelo walezi nsuku ophila kulezi nsuku ekugeneration yalezi nsuku uza yemukela into engiyikhulumayo ngoba lapha mina ngifisa ukulamula imihlobo leyo ngu2 ehlala isondana ingabantwana bakaNkulunkulu bonke Nkomo asikhangeleni emuva le ngesikhathi sabo Joshua Nkomo. UJoshua Nkomo ukuze abe ngumkhokheli wezaphu akakhethwanga ngamaNdebele kuphela. Wakhethwa ngamashona ayengala tribalism. Liyakuqaphelisa khona lokho.
Yebo baba.
Yikho ubona uNkomo wenelisa amashona athi Nkomo sikhokhele. Ngokubona obuqotho bakhe amashona lezinsuku namandebela lezinsuku umuntu obaxegileyo ngumdala obusayo nalowo nguyona inkinga oxega abantu ezama ukugeyina ipolitically lokhuzana population okwenzela ukuthi amashona akuzaphu amaningi aphume kuzaphu amulandele because yena maye semobhalayiza abantu amashona aye kuzaphu uthi yena ulingalandela umuntu ole 21% thina sile 79% sizawina singamashona kube kathi umuntu owabulala ilizwe lakithi kahle kahle ngumdala uNyerere elabelungu besenzela ukuthi umgabe abuse weni ulungile konke lokho kodwa umshona oweqiniso nomdebele oweqiniso kabaphume bebona ihistory yabonkomo lamashona akudala lana akhetha onkomo ukuthi abakhokhele ngoba i-executive kankomo yayingamashona othinamalo owurimsarura onzira masanga osameli mnotawafa bonke zozo people ashonal athi yiwo abakhetha onkomo why bengabandlululi laba bantu bengazange bembandlulule unkomo ukuthi ngumndebele lapha nizama ukulamula abantu ukuthi kababona ukuthi i-tribalism vela isozisebenze ezilungu bengakhangela ukuthi bengumhlobo bani ukabayekela into kapresident obusayo lo ngoba wayezama ukugeyina ilokuzana i-population ngompangazwe ngiyabonga Ntunga
siyabonga lathi babazaba Mkoma Givin sandazoka kwamuri ipapo I have tweets here from my friend Dudu Zimatutu the founder of newzimbabwe.com and also former editor of the Chronicle he was observing events in parliament today and he tweeted tribalism. Zimbabwe needs to get a handle on this thing, or we will have little Catalonians everywhere. Today's debate in Parliament instructive. He continued, there is a Shona white tendency to say a politician of Ndebele extraction standing on a point of order principle is a tribalist. He also said, Joshua Nkomo, tribalist. Welshman Nube, tribalist. Gibson Spanda, tribalist. Gordon Moyo, tribalist. Tokozani Kupe, tribalist. You see, Mkoma Givi, Pindai Ipapo, I know you know more about politics Zema Shonaland than I do. All I know is in ZANU-PF there is a civil strife brewing between the Zurus and the Karangas. Mbotiswana ngurira ipapo kuti zvakamira sei chaizvo pakurwisana kwema different sub-tribes mu Mashona Land uyezwe hondo yezano PF muri kuiona ichi svika kupi.
Okay, I think we need to untake this issue a little bit.
Nero rimiro amai mgoma.
Yes. Because the leadership of ZANU-PF has been seen as predominantly Soro. A little bit. Now, the Karangas are now suggesting that it is now also their time to eat also. You can see attempts to, you know, consolidate, you know, the Zulu visibility, so such as the unconquerable, you know, if you go to ZANU-PF rally, you hear these songs playing unconquerable. And really, there is not much, you know, being done by the leadership to stop this open, you know, warfare, the tribal warfare. I think... right through this presidential meeting that is running, I think only in Mashingo, I think it was especially in Mashingo, yes, the president reprimanded those driving this ethnic agenda. You know, he actually said they are seniors who want to corrupt the youth, you know, that that we no longer want to be ruled by, you know, the Zulus. Well, he says they are tribalist. Okay. So this is something which is occurring, and I think the political temperatures will rise as we head towards the election. You know, with the political actors resulting to the ethnic interest, you know, and also, you know, it's likely also to escalate the, you know, the uncertainty around the succession battle. Intensifies and possibly it could generate the open wave of hatred, you know, in the sense of entitlement by one ethnic group over another. You witnessed what has been happening with people in Mnangagwa using tribal, you know, ranting at the lady. Minister Shulema offers the memorial, you know, where really he spoke out openly, you know, about, you know, the Karanga, you know, where he pushed the Karanga agenda that, you know, really, you know, rallying his troops, you know, really preparing them for battle that look, we need to fight back and reclaim our place in the sun. So really, this is getting really out of hand. And it's not only the ruling party in Tindamil. If you look at it closely, it's getting even in the opposition. But, you know, really, this whole thing, I think, it's really getting out of hand. I don't know what will be the end game here, but it's not looking really good. Because as we... You know, as we head towards these elections, I don't see this China dominant narrative, you know, going down to that.
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line there, Mkoma Givi. Honorable Kumalo, tichitarisa ma languages aripo munyika, officially recognized. Tine 16, we have Chewa, Khoisan, Tonga, Tswana, Chibarwe, Nambia, Shona, Shangani, English, Ndau, Sotho, sign language, Kalanga, where I come from, of course, Gubu Kalanga, Ndebele, Venda, Xhosa. But we have seen in Parliament, as members of Parliament, tino mbowona kwaka wanda kana nengo. Inotaura any other language. Say, I observed at one point, paka simuka nengwe dare inotaura, I think, Tonga language. Ikataura nechi Tonga, mudarere paramende, and the Speaker of Parliament wakataiwa, taura nechi rungu. nekuti nengo zinotaura Shona hadzinzwi. Izvozvo zvakaitika futi masvondo last week kana kuti last of last week. Takaona imwe nhengo ichisimuka ichitaura nendevele. Asi speaker vakati haiwa taura nechirungu. Nyaya yakadaro muri kuionawo sei senhengo dzedare, tichitarisa kuti any other language that I've mentioned is a language that is recognized in Zimbabwe, and nhengo dzedare reparamende dzine kodzero yekutaura chero ipi language mudare. Muri kuzvionawo sei Mzvare Kumalo? Hello, Honorable Kumalo? I think we have lost Honorable Kumalo there, but we'll try to reconnect. Also, my other guest, Gift, is gone. Amafona yahlupa namhlanje bantu bakithi. Ecingweni eMzansi silo mlaleli lapha nemtereri vamtholi. Makadi mkomo wangu South Africa uko. Aiwa tripo, tripo stereki, murukwe.
Nikomatunga.
Ye. Mainzwa nyari mugango, murukwe ona wase.
Nikomatunga zakaoma. Nikomatunga, sorry, nichango bata zakati wandei, but we found it your time. Tribalism iriko. Tribalism iriko chaizo munyika medu. Tribalism iriko inovhera zva 1980 tongoti zvekumashure zvangombotaurwa namukoma Paul azvishande zviyazvino yangotanga pano kubva 1980 kuri kusvika iye zvino izvi zvatosimiwa zvese kusvika kupyawayo zvatosimiwa kwatove nematebrut kuti vanhu vakati havafaniri kumbobata chimwe chiro kunofanira kuti kubate vanhu vakati ukasvika kupolice station mashona wanda mungevela anenge unofanya kuri unowana kana kuti 1 kuma colleges kunoiswa munhu 1 uyo munhu 1 anovhimba vanhu vese mucollege kungave kupolice kunoiswa munhu anovhimba vanhu vese kungave kudepartment ripi kunoiswa munhu anovhimba ende anenge achinyatsoziva kuti senemi iyi ndeyechi ndendevese so this person is not supposed to be there kungave kumunicipality kungave kupi ndivo vese vanoti ezvi zviri kuitika kana kugovernment kwacho hakuna munhu 1 anotungamira anove ari mundevere anonzi ndiye is being deputized nemunhu anonzi mushona anonzi kwekwere azvitomboitiki since 1980 kubva kueducation kusvika pai munhu wese Zimbabwe nyingi ndevele person is a deputy ndevele person is a deputy kumunicipality kusvikira vazochinja nemamu chisito kusvika vachinja madirectors ekuHarare akaheva vanhu vanga vasiri madirectors vakanonzi vapromota kuenda kupulawayo kuti vanoita madirectors ekuhousing izvezvi dzimba kupulawayo hazvichatowanikwi nemunhu anenge ari mundevere zvino togana munhu wacho achinge mundevere anenge ari mubhasteri asangana anenge mai vacho ari mundevere baba vacho ari mushona ngo baba vacho ari mundevere anei senemi yamai saka zvinhu izvi mukoma hazvitombostopeki anoramba ndianoramba anonge achitaura kuti vakadzi venhingi vanotorwa uko ndivo vanogara mushe iri namarriage yeshona I'm a typical individual I'm married to Shona. She tells you my wife. Everybody else knows it. Kana imi muwacho mozviziva kubva vana mugabe and he preaches the same gospel. He said in 1995 and I quote, all ndevele dzinokuda kusvika vanani munhu. Go back to your country in South Africa. 1995, from Gabi, the Chitaura Chizwa, when the Levada was the Tabanas. And the Ipa Pozanga Zavakut, 1983, Anga Vakpondaman. Recently, he said, Makalanga, Ahana Uzita, Imimugataura Mamun, Wepa next door, Pamirpe Wanabe, Wanabe, even in the Bachusara Chitaura, Yamadi, Yamataura. Saka vamugabe ndivo vakasima tribalism kuvanhu vanotaura izvozvo izvozvo vanhu vese mashona ese anoti mandevele kuti asawana mabasa is because havana kudzidza. Where did they get those words from? They got it from their father or from their grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Iyoyo mkomatunga aitomopedu police station ukataura nendevele kana kuti kupi kuroti block chaiyo kutotonzi mangwanani hakuna kuhakumbonzi kunjani for you kuti ukwanise kuti ufure neparodhi isusu wa driving ukwanise kuti ufure ndinotofanira kuti ndiite zvandikuita izvozvo kuti ndonosvika kuHarare zvakanaka inini imba yangu iri muHarare ndetonosvika zvakanaka ndokuti ndifambe ukangokuruma chete watokuvara.
Mm-hmm.
Saka dati seini iyoyo yatosima zvanga chitaurwa na sisi ningi mwisahirambo it's true and it's happening vana Jonathan moyo vese ndo zvandaitaurira vachuma musi yave vanongouya basa kuda kuzvisisidzira muchiri kutondera zvandakambotaura kuzvida kuzvipinza pavasingadini pavasingakwane apa kuda kunyengerera kuti munhu awane chekuzha chekubata otherwise we were told directly by our president we are not Zimbabweans. Munhu anotaura mashona azere isiulagwero izvezvi
ulagwero
vakapinda nechijambaja vakavhumurirwa vakapinda mundevele vakangoenda kunopinda izvozvi kumasvingo kana kuti kupi vanotonzi kovabva nekupi vanhu ivava.
Aha, Ngoma Mutoli, tinotenda regai timbotora vamwe vatereri asi tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyu. Aha, singakaqhubekeli phambili ngakathatha omunye umlaleli sibuyele ku-Honorable Khumalo sesila njalo ecingweni. Makhumalo, bengisakhuluma mina ngendimi esilazo eZimbabwe zingu-16 sile sitshewa, isikhoyiseni, isitonga, isitswana, likayi, isibarwe, Chibarwe, Nambia, Shona, Shangani, English Ndau, Sotho, Sign Language, Kalanga, Ndebele, Venda, Xhosa. Kodwa sesike sabona amalunga edalela ephalamende kungasukuma ilunga elikhuluma ngolunye ulimi olungasosingisi olungasosishona kuba lo msindo. Ungaphakama ukhulume ngesiNdebele, hhayi usipika uhle yakutshela ukuthi no, khuluma ngelanguage ezwiwa ngumuntu wonke. Ungaphakama ukhulume ngesitonga, no, khuluma ngolimi oluziwa ngumuntu wonke, either isikhiwa or isishona. Liluphatha njani lolu daba lani njengamalunga edale?
Yilo udubo esikhawezame ukulucubungula ngoba last week uminista omgoni wabuzwa ngu-Olavo Mahoka ngesishona. Ubaba uminista omgoni uthe esukuma ekhuluma ngesiNdebele watshelwa ukuthi kakhulume ngesilungu kwenzela ukuthi abanye bezwe. Thina esivele emaNdebeleni namhla lani ngikhuluma ngithe ngiyakhuluma ngesiNdebele uspeaker wangitshela ukuthi khona no wakhuluma ngesiNdebele ukhuluma ngani ngesilungu njalo uyakwanisa ukuthi usikhulume kodwa abanye bangakhuluma ngeshona asombuzo okuzwayo. So ikho esikubuzayo khona mhlawumbe lasibandlulula sokwenze njani kavumelana ukuthi iconstitution ikangela indimi zonke. So asikhulumi nge-tribalism la ngoba amakhalanga la akhuluma ngesikhalanga kuthi angabakhulume ngesilungu. AmaNdebele akhuluma ngesiNdebele bakhulume ngesilungu. AmaTonga kuyafanana. So ayishithi soda esiphuma emaNdebeleni esibandlululwayo. Isizathu esifunakazi ukuthi kumele lathi siphiwe ithuba ukhuluma ngolimi lukamama ukwenza ukuthi ngicace njalo ngicacele ogogo labokhulu abasemakhaya abangizwa isikhiwa.
Aha, nasi indaba-ke khonapho uyakhuluma umama Makhumalo. Indaba engiyitshoyo ukuthi indimi sile ndimi ezilitshumi lasithupha eZimbabwe ezikumthethosisekelo ezikuconstitution ziyavunyelwa ukuba na umuntu azikhulume. Ngisho lasedalela ephalamende siyakubona kubo makhelwane eSouth Africa ilunga liyaphakama likhuluma ngesikhiwa, likhuluma ngesiZulu, likhuluma ngesiAfrikaans, likhuluma ngesiVenda, likhuluma ngesiSuthu, kulama interpreters wonke umuntu uvunyelwe ukukhuluma ngolimi lwakhe. Kodwa eZimbabwe esikhathini esiningi esikubonayo ungakhuluma, ungaphakama ukhulume ngesishona, are you right? Ungakhuluma isiNgisi, are you right? Ungakhuluma ngesikhalanga, hayi wrong, ukhuluma ngolimi oluziwa ngumuntu wonke. Ungakhuluma isiNdebele, hayi ikhuluma ngolimi oluzwa ngumuntu wonke nje okwenziwe uMakhumalo lamhlanje. That's where really we have a problem, because this is parliament that we are talking about. Idarere parliament iri redway ratere kukurukura nezvaro. We nengo zedare pazinobvumirwa kutaura ne chero ipi language, kana uri mzezuru unobvumirwa kutaura nechizezuru chako, kana uri mushona taura nechishona, kana uri murungu taura nechirungu, kana uri mdevele taura nechindevele, kana uri mukalanga senini levele kana chikalanga, kana uri mutonga taura nechitonga chako. Asi kazhinji mudare redu reparamende, which should be leading by example. Kana usingatauri chirungu kana kuti chishona, haiwa, you are out of order, you are out of order wena. Kuluma ngolimi oluzwa ngumuntu wonke, taura nelanguage inonzwikwa nemunhu wose. And that is wrong, people. Speaker of Parliament and your deputies, that is wrong. You know it's wrong and it should not be happening. I know, you know, I'm risking maybe being called a tribalist myself. I don't know, but if truth be told, there is tribalism everywhere. Every institution of our society, you find people try to, you know, pretend that these tensions are not there, but that is not true. And the only way we can deal with it, the only way we can end tribalism, the only way we can end marginalization is to talk about it. And you don't solve a problem by sweeping it under the carpet. Haugoni kugadzirisa nyaya nekusataura nezvayo. Hazvibviri. Hakwenzakali kuti ulungisise iproblem. Ngokuifihla nje, you know, phansi komqamelo, phansi kwekapeti, hayibo, ukuze indaba uyilungisise, bhekana layo, confront that program, that problem, and that's what we are doing here tonight. We are talking tribalism that's destroying our fabric, that's destroying our societies. And in the words of Honorable Priscilla Misarabwe Mushonga, we are risking a civil tribal war in Zimbabwe. Unfortunately, I know she's burning to say something. She keeps calling me on WhatsApp. I promised to have her on the program, but we are just unable to reach her on her phone. Makhumalo, how do we move forward? Makhumalo?
Yebo.
How do we move forward?
No, the way forward is that let's stop government, ZANU-PF government must stop remedying symptoms. Let's go to the causes of these things. And the causes of these things are causing multiplier symptoms. This business of hiding behind their finger every time we mention issues of marginalization and the attempt into tribalism. Tribalism is there. And the ZANU-PF government is very aware that they have marginalized almost all the provinces. As long as you don't speak their language, you don't qualify. As you don't speak their language, you don't get a job. You don't speak their language, you don't get promotion. All what we are saying, let's go to the cause. And the cause is very clear. Stop ruling and dividing these tribes. We are all Zimbabweans, first and foremost. And we have a right to equity. All of us, all 16 of us. There is no language that is...
Sorry there, says Lasigili. Umakhumalo kodwa silabalaleli ecingweni Honorable Misarabwe Mushonga sesinike i-landline yakhe ke sizamzama khonapho kodwa singakayi kuye sathe ubaba uKhumalo eGweru ngamafitshane baba Khumalo singenile kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga. Le yindaba esegudini babantunga baba kulokhu senkomo.
Yebo ba.
Hello.
Yebo kukhuluma Khumalo.
Ngoba ngokuthi anti yangiza kahle.
Ngiyakuzwa kuhle ngamafitha.
Hello. Okay. Ngisithi ngiyakuzwa mina nje abantu kula ezindawo kula ma internet nje. Mina mama ngomasingo le. Ngishona le masingo mina ngindevela. Kuke kwaba nendaba nale sihlukana ekhaya angithi.
Mm.
Umntwana mama omncane esithi mina ngindevela. Akumelanga kanjani ngihlale koko mama omncane angithi abona manje. Omama bayihlala phansi bayilungisa indaba le nale. So indaba ehluphayo. Ngaba tothi mina ngizange ngi-apply ukuba lindevela. So mina angeza ke khonapho ngani nganginganeli ukukhulumisa indevela. Ukukhulumisa isishona, I'm sorry. Umama ngoba wasikhulisa sikhuluma ngesiNdebele ngithi
aha Khumalo
ngingekho fluent kushona.
Yebo ngiyakuzwa Khumalo, ngicela ubambe khonapho baba ngamukele u-honorable BCRagwe Mshonga. Mhlonitsho ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo. Hi siyaphila, we've been trying to reach you, but we are glad that we have you finally. And we only have 4 minutes left, and I regret it because we wanted to have you from the outset. But the floor is yours. You raised a very topical, very interesting, very relevant issue in Parliament today.
Yeah, hi. Besikhuluma ngento marginalization. But more importantly, namuhla emotion yami ibikhangele into yokuthi manxa sithatha izinto ezinjengamathenda ama resources, particularly things that are to do with debt collection, bengifuna ukuthi ngikufake ukuthi abantu bazibonele bona, because most of the time when you raise these issues that there is tribalism, that people deliberately don't deal with other people that are coming from a particular region, many things are thrown at you. So today was to use just one example to demonstrate that asishani, when we say there is a problem, there is a real problem. And so I presented the position around debt collectors and who the debt collectors are, and we could not find one person who was coming from the southern region, either as a debt collector, even for debt collection of things that are in Matabeleland, things like Ompilo, things like OUBH. Even where the debt collectors are lawyers, we could not find one firm which is a firm that has people that are coming from the southern region. So, of course, the debate after Honorable Khumalo came in, you know, they then went into other issues that, you know, basically show that there is a problem. But the essence of this particular motion was to be able to show people that we are not mad. This is real. And that there is a method to the madness.
So,
we are going to be doing that as weeks come by.
So, Honorable, do you have a sense that your colleagues from the other side appreciate your concerns?
Well, the good thing about today is, in fact, one of the best speeches on this issue came from a member of parliament from ZANU-PF. But true to it, he comes from the southern region. But he was perhaps the most clearest about what this issue is. And for me, it is a victory. Ukuthi I see kolokanuti manxa sikhuluma kwayo thakona ngabo khuphe ngabo Khumalo ngabo Ndebele. Ngabo Misa Irabi, kathesi labo abantu bezanu bebelokhe bekubona ukuthi kubi, but namuhla uze wasukuma wakhuluma. Ngalibonile ukuthi abantu bezanu bangikhona bebemtshayela izandla okungakanani, particularly those that are coming from the region. And for me, I think that's the biggest victory that we scored with this motion.
Let's wrap it up, Honorable Misa Irabi. We have just 1 minute. And I think, you know, when Ulikaladi, so you can say it without being labeled a tribalist. Maybe there is people who do think you're a tribalist, but I think you are more qualified to talk about this. How do we move forward in 30 seconds?
We should keep
say things as they are. We should never be silenced, because those that are in the majority always want to call us names when we raise real issues. So today we refuse to be silenced, and I'm glad that we stood up for ourselves.
Thank you, the Honorable Ms. Aradi Mushonga. And I'd like to apologize to our listeners who are holding right now. We are unable to take your calls because it's time up, time to disconnect. Thank you, Priscilla Misarabu Mishonga, Gift Spirit, Tavita Kumalo Vimbaishe, Mushwaburi, Tungamilinkomo. Let's keep united people, not to tribalism. Good night.